Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm sure you've had the experience where you get a text from someone and the ping goes off and your stomach just sinks and you maybe get a shock through your body and it just like throws you. This is called text anxiety. It's a real thing that people experience, text anxiety, which is actually, as I said, has coined a term called text anxiety. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to Cleaning Up Your Mental Mess. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about what this is and what we can do about it. But just before we begin, if you want to join our detox challenge, it's been going for since January. You can still jump on board because neurocycling is a lifestyle of mind management. The neurocycle is a system I've developed to help you get your mind organized, tap into your wise mind, get your messy mind organized by tapping into your wise mind, directing the neuroplasticity of your brain, getting your body lined up, getting those networks sorted out, finding all that to sort out the source of our issues and to deconstruct, reconstruct and rewire and find a sense of peace in life. Mind management applies on absolutely every level to every human. If you're alive, you have a mind, whatever age you're alive, we need to manage our mind because our mind literally is our life source. So I encourage you to jump on board, join. If you haven't yet got the NeuroCycle app, there's a special discount code for the web app, with the web app version. And there's a new feature in the app with webinars. So each week I've been doing webinars and this is a continual thing that's going to happen inside the app. So not only I walk you through the app with all the other great features, but there's a live interactive webinar where over this detox challenge, I've been talking and encouraging and answering questions and helping you and talking about my journey. And those are all saved in a library so you can catch up and you can watch those to help you. Also, don't forget my Brainy Bundle, my latest book, How to Help Your Child Clean Up Their Mental Mess, A Guide to Building Resilience and Managing Mental Health, along with a little Brainy toy, which is the character inside the book, and the coloring book, Color with Brainy and Friends. Perfect toolkit to help any parent, teacher, grandparent, school, teacher, whatever, if you're working with children, to help them to be able to talk about their feelings, to talk about what to do with what they feel, to be able to process life, to be able to say when they're sad or unhappy or if something's happened and they don't know what to do with what's going on, that they have a toolbox and a set of mental skills to be able to explain that to you so that you can then help them deconstruct and reconstruct. So this book's filled with how to do the neurocycle in the most incredibly simple way. It's for 2 to 10 year olds. And for those of you that have got adolescent old children older than 10, this book's available. And then there's the app. Inside the NeuroCycle app, I have the parent add-on. So there's a whole little add-on in the app to help you with these concepts, to help your children through various different issues of life and preparing them for the future. Our children are our future, to use the cliche. Also, if you want to watch me on YouTube, go to Dr. Caroline Leaf so you can watch and listen, or just listen or just watch, whichever way you like to do podcasts. So let's go back to text anxiety. One of my daughters, I have three daughters and one son, and one of my daughters really, really, really battles with texting. And she is awful at responding. She really doesn't respond, and she's part of our business, and she's my research assistant. And we have a whole, like most people, we have a system where we have our business communication text, because all four of my children are involved in, and my husband, in our business, and we have different work texts with my research team and the different members of my other parts of my team. So there's a lot of texts going on. There's all these, this family group texts, there's the various different business group texts, and there's the private texts and so on. And it's very frustrating when this one daughter doesn't respond. And one day we sat down and she actually said to me, you know, Mom, I've got this text anxiety. I get such anxiety. There's like this battle going on in my head when I see a text come through. So like literally her stomach lurches and she gets a shock and she just has to really get her space, her mind in a mental space to handle text, to handle dealing with a text. And this is pretty common. There's a lot of people that have reached out to me through this podcast, through social media, through sending us emails, asking me to do a podcast on this concept of text anxiety. So if you do have this, you're not alone. It's very common. Doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means that you have to recognize it and, you know, do something about it. So hopefully, because texting is definitely much, as we know, it's very much part of our life. So there are ways we can, you know, get around with it. So sometimes, you know, people don't respond to you on text. It can be perceived as someone, you know, not interested or don't care, or, you know, they don't, maybe think they don't like you, or they're being rude, or, I mean, there's all these thoughts go through our head, but there's a potential problem that either that person just hasn't had time to respond, or they're busy or something, or they've got text anxiety. You know, that could be one of the reasons why people have not responded to you, or why you batting to respond and then someone gets mad at you because you're not responding. Be honest, be open. Say, listen, I get text anxiety, please. And some days it's worse than others. So just give me grace and I'm working on it, and I'll give you some tips on how you can. So I mean, sometimes text anxiety can be so bad that people will leave it for days and not open their text. And there could be some really important texts, and then, you know, people phone to say, hey, why aren't you answering your phone? Why aren't you answering your text? I've sent you a text. Why aren't you responding? Is something wrong? Are you okay? So many people feel this tremendous sense of unease or worry and stress when texting. And remember, texting is another form of communication. And like any communication, there can be blips in the communication. There can be miscommunication. There can be misunderstandings. There can be all kinds of things that can contribute to, as we know, to that back and forth between people. And that in itself can, you know, create an additional sense of anxiety, and not having the context of the eye contact and the body contact and the personal contact, it makes it a little more difficult. So here are just some of those examples that make text anxiety as a form of communication a little bit more pressurizing potentially than face-to-face communication.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm so excited to share with you guys an incredible scientific breakthrough in the world of healthy aging and longevity. C15 is the first essential fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years. And get this, studies have confirmed that it is 3 times better, broader, and safer than omega-3. Fatty 15 co-founder Dr. Stephanie Van Watson discovered C15, the first essential fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years, while working with the U.S. Navy to improve the health and welfare of dolphins in San Diego, helping them to live longer with less chronic illness. Indeed, Fatty 15 is the world's first pure science-backed C15 supplement designed to support healthy aging and long-term wellness. It has 3 times the healthy aging cell benefits of omega-3 or fish oil. It's also made from a patented oxidation-resistant form of pure C15 derived from plants, which means it's vegan-friendly, free of flavors, fillers, allergens, or preservatives. And C15 is the only ingredient in Fatty 15. It's 100% pure. C15 works in multiple ways. It repairs age-related damage to cells, protects them from future breakdown, boosts mitochondrial energy output, and activates pathways in the body that help regulate our sleep, mood, and natural repair mechanisms for healthier aging overall. This functionality leads to a myriad of exciting benefits now as we age, namely improved metabolic, liver, and heart health, smoother functioning joints, deeper sleep, and healthier hair, skin, and nails. Fatty 15 is on a mission to replenish your C15 levels and restore your long-term health. You can now get an additional 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/Dr. Leaf and using the code Dr. Leaf at checkout for an additional 15% off your first order. That's fatty15.com/Dr. Leaf and using the code Dr. Leaf at checkout for an additional 15% off. The link and details will be in the show notes. So some people worry that their messages will be misinterpreted or taken out of context. My goodness, that has happened to me so many times where I've misread someone's, like they just had full stops and no emojis. And I thought maybe they crossed with me. And, you know, just it's so easy to misinterpret because you lack context. Or someone who's maybe really chatty isn't chatty on text and they just send a very short, curt text, or someone who just sends so much stuff that it's like, wow, it's overwhelming or whatever. So it's confusing, can be misinterpreted so easily and taken out of context much, much, much quicker than in a normal conversation. As we know, face to face, we can see if another person doesn't understand, and they can tell us, and we can communicate much, much through body language. We can read things, and it's much easier to fix the communication intent. Texting can also create a sense of urgency, especially if multiple texts are sent. I've realized that sometimes I have lots of ideas and I send through a bunch of texts. And my kids will say to me, all of them said that when you send this brilliant fire of like a gabillion texts, it makes them feel anxious. I've had to, you know, rein that in. And if I have a lot of ideas I want to communicate, I actually rather create one long text than send through multiple little texts, because that ping, 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 ping. And you suddenly look up and there's 30 texts on your phone. And my goodness, you know, just looking at those requires an effort. So, you know, that sense of urgency that it creates, that pressure can lead to anxiety, and especially when it's in caps. Oh my goodness, sometimes I'm not looking and somehow I'm on caps and I send caps through and my kids send back texts to me. Why are you shouting at me? You know, so it's all those little things. And thank goodness now there's the feature where you can unsend a text if you send through. Oopsie, it wasn't supposed to, you know, send in capitals, and you can get rid of it and edit it or whatever, if you catch it in time. Some people may obsessively review and revise their messages before sending them, fearing that any wording or phrasing could be problematic. So lack of security in how should I say this? And you spend hours, and maybe not hours, but time rewriting and revising and looking at it again and regretting what you sent when you do send it, and, you know, fearing that your words and phrases are problematic, and just that's very anxiety provoking. Texting is also a form of communication where we're not able to read any of the nonverbal cues, and 50% of communication, up to 50%, is nonverbal cues, body, eye contact, hand movement, intonation, the energy that's physically being generated, the electromagnetic energy in that you physically feel. It's like little shots of energy coming at each other in the physical contact. So that's not there, and it's missing, which makes it can create a lot of anxiety, because maybe someone, I mean, I know sometimes my husband sent a text, or one of my kids, or a friend, and then they seem angry. But when I see them and say, "Are you angry?" and they say, "What do you mean? Are you angry or irritated?" But your text sounded like you were irritated, you know, and they weren't. And I mean, that's happened to me as well. I'm sure it's happened to you. So how can we ease our experience of text anxiety if this is something that all of us at some point may have struggled with, may probably and potentially in the future, or maybe from time to time have struggled with this? So first of all, it's a good idea to just, like my daughter, what she does is to gather awareness and just reflect on your emotions. You know, how do you feel? Like, I'll use myself as an example. There was a relationship issue that I was dealing with, and I was really, 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 really worried about a family member. And it was a sort of long ongoing thing. And they would send a lot of texts, often in the middle of the night. And you know, it would be, I'd hear this ping, 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 and I put eventually, you know, because I put my phone on silent, but you'd hear this bzz, 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 and it would wake me up. And it was a lot. There was a period when this person was going through a lot of challenge, and I was so happy that they would communicate with me, and I'm so thrilled. I'd rather know what's going on. But because it was quite dramatic and it went on for a bit of time, I started developing a tremendous amount of text anxiety around that particular person texting. And my daughter had a similar experience. And I've spoken to friends, and I've had people writing in about the same thing, that there's been one or two particular people in their lives that have communicated via text through a very difficult time. And because you're so worried about them, as soon as you see that person's name come up, that has been wired in as an experience. And all those emotions of, oh my goodness, what's happened now? Panic, you know, your behavior, like your heart's fluttering, your body response, your perspective is, oh no, is something wrong? And your maybe a harried response back that is everything okay? And You know, and it's like maybe that someone around you is saying, what's wrong with you? And you snap at them because you're so worried about this person or someone who needs your attention, who needs your help. You're so busy consumed by this that you don't pay them attention. So your behavior is affected. So it's important to, you know, gather awareness of all those different signals. And this is where the neurocycle will help you. And you can do this using the app, and it's in my books as well. This gather and reflect on it and, you know, write it down, write those things down. If text anxiety is a thing, if it's just now and then, you could just, you know, quickly do it in your head. But if it's become a real thing, like it is for my daughter, and like I had that experience with that one person, and how I don't generally have text anxiety, but when that particular situation happened, I developed it with that particular person. You know, take the time to do a neurocycle. You know, be aware of your emotions and your bodily sensations and your perspectives and your behaviors, and reflect on that, and, you know, write it down, and then recheck it. As you're taking these emotions and behaviors and things into account, as you write them down, you're giving yourself permission to sit with them, and you're allowing yourself to feel them. You're allowing yourself to feel the messy response and the anxiety, which is very important for controlling it neuroscientifically. As we do that process, we loosen the protein bonds in the structural networks in the brain, and we also connect with the non-conscious mind, the deep spiritual part of us. So we're opening up that jammed doorway. We can get unstuck. We can deal with a potential barrage of thoughts that just come bounding through, and that can overwhelm us and make us feel even worse, and maybe make the situation worse. So by doing this, it slows you down. It gets your mind, brain, body in order, your mind, brain, body connection in order, and stops. So I actually made a little comment here. If we don't do this kind of thing, I just wanted to read this because I couldn't remember the exact word, because I just wrote it down just before this podcast. Thoughts that are activated too quickly from something like text anxiety, before we can process them, will shoot out of the non-conscious too quickly like a volley. And the neurocycle process will slow that volley down. So if you think of those, when someone's learning to play tennis or being trained, I used to do a lot of tennis when I was younger, and they would send out that volley of balls that you'd hit to train yourself. And that's what these thoughts can text anxiety can stimulate, this volley. So by doing the neurocycle, you can, you know, slow that volley down so that you can, you know, get yourself in order, and get yourself into the space where you can read it and respond and at the right time and that kind of thing. And then when you get to the first three steps are up to the writing, and then the fourth step is to recheck. And this is, you know, once you understand the meaning behind it. So once you say, okay, I'm worried about this because of this, and this has happened, and is this now something new? Is this an extension of that? Whatever, you've got detail. Now you can start reconceptualizing. You can start getting a little perspective. You can start deciding how you can, you know, manage the situation, and maybe establish okay, this is happening again. I need to create a boundary there. I need to reconceptualize that there. I need to maybe send a text to someone else to help you deal with that, or phone someone else to say, I've got this text. What should I do with it about it? You know, giving yourself the recheck gives you a moment to then, you know, look at what you've written down from gathering and reflecting, and, you know, slow down that volley of thoughts, and to say, okay, how are you going to deal with this? What do you give a solution? Do you ask a question? Do you phone that person back? Do you need to get perspective? Do you need to discuss this with someone else to be able to formulate the right response? You know, just to get that perspective, that's what your recheck is. And then get into an action. And what is your action could be, okay, I've got this perspective now. I'm going to craft this response, and I'm going to send it in an hour's time because this is not urgent, but I just need to calm down in case they respond immediately and I might react. So giving yourself a plan and doing that. So you craft your response, put it aside for an hour, and in an hour you send it. So it's other things that you can do, practical things, is establish a boundary and say, look, I'm not going to have these texts coming through all night long, or I'm not going to have a million texts when I'm doing a podcast, or when I'm in a business meeting or something like that, whatever it is that you do. I'm going to put my phone on focus. When my phone's on focus, it's on focus, and it means I'm busy. If there's an absolute urgent, then leave a missed call, phone X person, whatever. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while now, you know that your mental health and your physical health are intertwined. Both are heavily influenced not only by what you put in your body, but by what your body is missing or deficient in as well. This is one of the reasons I stress getting enough protein. In order for our cells to be able to communicate with each other, you need to consume adequate protein. And the reason you need protein is for the essential amino acids it contains. Your body breaks down protein into its individual essential amino acid components, which then circulate through your blood and are used by your body for everything from building muscle to forming your neurotransmitters and hormones. You must get your daily intake of protein from whole food protein sources like salmon and cheese, but most people don't know that you can also get what your body needs most from protein, essential amino acids, directly as a supplement. This is why I take Keon Aminos daily. It contains all 9 essential amino acids already broken down from protein and ready to be absorbed and used by your body, making it 2 to 8 times more effective than protein. I also love that Keon formula is completely transparent and backed by over 20 years of research. Try Keon Aminos risk-free today with a 60-day money-back guarantee at getkeon.com/Dr. Leaf. That is getkeon.com/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. So and then you could also tell people that you're not answering the phone from X time to X time. And I make it very clear, like, for example, when I'm doing podcasts, because there's always a volume of text coming through and I obviously do put it on focus. But I make people aware that I can talk to you, but it's going to be from this time to this time. I'm busy and I can't talk to you at that time. So I don't look at text coming through, because I used to, and used to disrupt my thinking. And as you know, that volley of thoughts can, you know, make you very anxious, especially if you can't read them. With me, I got anxiety from watching my phone to watch the time or watch the notes that I've made, little extra notes like I read just a moment ago. And then ping, 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 if there's these texts coming through, can create tremendous anxiety. It's very distracting and so on. Then you could categorize your texts with colors and pictures. And so, you know, work groups, so you could make work groups, put fun little pictures for work groups so that when you see that fun picture, it makes you feel better. It doesn't make you feel so scared. Oh, it's a fun picture and that's that group and then that's that group and that group's very urgent. So you can maybe prioritize in terms of when you see that group pop up, then you know that that's something that you need to respond to as soon as possible because it's directly related to your work and what you're doing. The family thing, if it's a family group, like we have a family text like most families do, and you know, that pops up with, okay, well, if it's urgent, I would have had a missed call or someone would have interrupted me, so I can read that later. And so by having a sort of coding system, that can also help when you, with text anxiety, because then you can prioritize which ones you're going to answer first. And if you know from the code who it's coming from, it's not just a bunch of texts on your phone. It's coded. So, you know, okay, that's that work group. That's that one. That's that friend group. That's that friend group. I've got to deal with this first and that first, and then take whatever break you need and then come back and read it or whatever. You could also, the loved one that you trust, you could maybe get them to read the text. If you're having, you know, if you're too anxious to open the text, you could then say, could you please read the text? And if you think I can handle it now in this state of mind, then and tell me. I've done that before. And if not, you know, wait until you think I'm ready, or I'll ask you when I'm ready. If it's not urgent, just, you know, keep it aside and I'll deal with it when I've dealt with these other issues first. You know, so it's making plans. Those are the sort of healthy boundaries that you can make. And then, you know, prepare yourself with good old breathing exercises that everyone tells you about. But just remember, oxygen is information to your, from your mind when you make a deliberate intentional decision to do things like breathing or any of the decompression activities that I have in my app and in my books and that you can find all over the place, different meditation and breathing techniques. These are mind activities that you're doing that are sending a message to your brain and your body to help them to calm down the neurophysiology. Remember, your brain and your body are only going to follow the lead of your mind. Your mind is leading. Your mind is embodied. So it's your mind making the brain and body work. So by doing decompression and breathing, you're sending information that it's okay, you can calm down. I'm kind of getting my messy mind in control, and then we'll deal, I'll be using you in another way kind of thing. So it's sending a calming message to the brain and the body. Remember, text anxiety is a pretty common experience. We all have or have had someone or have had an experience of getting a text that causes anxiety. If it's a bigger problem and it's happening more often, you can do a neurocycle to help you find the pattern. Even if you need to maybe talk to someone about it, there's some strategies I've given you. You know, work a plan in your life. I've given you some ideas. You probably think of some more from that. And by incorporating these practices into your digital communication routine, you can make texting less stressful and more enjoyable as a means of connecting with others. I hope this has helped you. If it's helped you, I'd love it if you subscribe and like and share with others who maybe are battling with text anxiety. And if you give me a 5-star review, that'll be amazing. And I look forward to seeing you next time to give you more tips to manage your mind. Listen, when I teach you these things, I get so much benefit myself. I energize myself and manage my mind so much better every time that I teach these things. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to share with you. Till next time. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.